This call is being recorded.
Hello?
Hello.
I want to go on record as saying I could do without the rap portion of the whole song.
Oh, I know.
Like, what the fuck is this?
I don't understand why it's just the one song that plays over and over.
Well, they probably only got licensing for that one song since it is, like, I wonder if you pay, like, if you get their pro plan, you get different old music.
Oh, that's exciting.
Because if you pay for the pro plan, you can call people. You know how everyone's like, you guys are just going to call me, right? And we're like, no. You can do that with this if you pay them.
Well, I don't want to pay anybody.
Yeah, I don't really want to pay anybody either, so. So, yeah, the dog has fleas, which is not surprising coming from the shelter. So I was like, well, I'll wash them with flea shampoo, and then I'll give them both the flea medicine, whatever. And then I wasn't feeling good today, so it's kind of taking my time getting motivated when I saw a tick crawl out of her fur.
Yuck.
And I was like, okay, we're all having a bath right now, everybody outside. I mean, at least it wasn't on her, like, eating, you know, whatever the fuck you call what a tick does.
Yes.
Yeah, this Anna Castillo.
Yeah, I mean, I have stuff to talk about, like, if she shows up. I mean, she might show up, but she didn't reply, and so that always makes me feel a little bit nervous.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. Oh, right, about the junkie bunk. What? Junkie bank robber I was telling you about?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't even know if we're ever going to get him on the show, because he's, like, for some reason, he's under the impression that, like, when I call him, it's, like, we're going to do a show. And I'm like,
oh
no,
God.
That's why I said, when is a good time for me to call you or chat here on Facebook about when we can get you on the show next month?
Mm.
And then he was like, what about after 2 on the 20th or something random? And I was like, no.
You don't understand.
It's like, no, that's not, I don't feel like, anyway, but like,
yeah,
I think he's super fun to have on the show. He's a really interesting guy. He's funny. Like, we could talk about bank robberies for real. That would be fun. So I'm just like, I'm trying to hold on and like, be like, dude, please understand. I spelled it out for him very clearly. This last time, like, we record at 7:30 on Wednesdays. We have every Wednesday after this date, with the exception of this date, open. Tell me what works for you.
Right.
So hopefully.
Well, that Zeke or Ezekiel or whatever his name is, man, he freaks me out a little bit.
I don't know, I think that he's just not invited back, right? I feel like whatever.
Well, he's on hold right now because he was like, well, Thursday, right? I was like, dude, no. I said, we can't do a Thursday. That's not going to work this time. And he's like, I trust in you that we're going to be able to find a date that will work for both of us. And I was like,
He made a terrible first impression on me, and then he gave you shit trying to schedule, and then he flaked out. So I feel like maybe...
Yeah.
Maybe it just wasn't meant to be. Like, I was willing to give him a chance because I was like, you know, he's somebody who apparently, like, really looked up to Joe. And for Joe to say, like, oh, you know, this is Renee, like, you want to promote with her? Maybe he thought that I was super important. I mean, let's face it, I am. But, like, maybe he's just nervous and he was trying to spit everything else out at once and, like, you know, get through it.
Right.
So I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt and, like, read his book and give him an opportunity to be on the show. But if he's going to continue to be weird, who the fuck is he, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at my tubes of lipstick, wondering why I chose a lot of colors that I have.
You know what's worse than looking at your tubes of lipstick and wondering why you chose those colors?
What?
To get in the car after being out and look at your lipstick in the mirror and wonder why you chose that color. Because
Oh.
that happened to me yesterday.
Yeah, I could see
I was
that.
like,
That would be worse.
actually, this color is not that great. I don't really know what I was thinking.
I don't wear
Anyway.
lipstick often enough to have so many lipsticks. I mean, I used to wear it a lot more, but I need
I'm
to
back in a lipstick phase, so we'll see how long it lasts.
can't be reapplying all the time.
That's exactly why I don't like wearing it.
Yeah.
But my favorite lipstick, it absolutely requires that you keep it touched up too, because it's really dark.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't get away with like just kind of like rubbing your lips together. What am I? How come I don't know what I normally write on the notes? How come I can't think today?
I don't know, do I?
Song. There we go. That's what I'm. Okay.
I don't think I spoke like Chinese. Did you notice that at all?
What?
Because it was pretty amazing.
What?
What I meant to say was, I don't know why you don't know that. And I said, oh yeah, Anya Manya. And that is not a language that I know. I'm pretty sure this is one of those biblical moments where I started speaking in tongues.
I felt very moved, so that's probably exactly what it was.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Oh shit. Don't do that, Danielle. How's she gonna give us a song with a Spanish name when we have somebody who speaks Spanish on the show? I don't wanna make a fool of myself.
Because I think that she, like, if she didn't want to do a whole lot of research, she was like, well, she's got a Spanish name, Spanish song there. That works. Huh? That's what I would do. One of the things I thought we could talk about is because she writes a lot of Spanish women.
Yeah.
She says her word of choice is Chicana, and how that, like, the archetypes that she creates are different than the
Well,
regular ones that you would
I would
find.
like to ask too, like, because that article says how, you know, she used to think of herself as Mexican American, and then she started thinking of herself as Chicana. It was
Yeah.
like, what is the difference between a term like Chicana and a term like Latina?
That's a
And what
great.
are Yeah, 'cause like to me I'm like I've heard both. I don't really understand what the difference is. Maybe it's regional or something. But I don't know. So
I thought it was great the line that, like, somebody in the audience, I think that was an article I gave you, somebody in the audience said that they saw her as a role model because she wrote basically brown women that were like them instead of
yeah.
and she does poetry, so we can talk a little bit about that. She also writes nonfiction and does playwriting, so and I saw, like, on the Feminist Press website, the description of the book basically says that it's like a Chicana version of Sex and the City. So I assume that is an approved blurb since it's on the publisher's website, but I wonder how she feels about that because that seems weird to me.
Seems like a weird thing to see on the feminist
Yeah.
press. Like, but
Exactly.
then I kind of, well,
Like, is that selling the books, you know?
yeah, but then it's like, you know, is there, I don't know if there's anything necessary, I don't know. I guess it depends on how you view Sex in the City. I didn't view it at all. So,
Oh, I viewed
I
it
don't have a lot
all.
of opinions. Like,
I viewed the heck out of it, but I just wonder. Hopefully, we'll have plenty to talk about. And if we don't have enough to talk about, we will just cut it. We'll just do a 30-minute show.
I think we can get a lot out of this. Just, like, the blurbs on the thing are good. Like, there's, you know, like, there's no rule that says that we can't just spend an hour talking about freaking, like, women of color and Latinas and fucking feminism. And if people don't like it, they can tune in next week when we're not talking about it. I don't, you know?
True. True enough. Yeah. Cool. So if she shows up, we'll have a really great show.
That's right.
I hope she does. I was
so, like, what kind of questions do you have, by the way, so I know?
Like, what, oh, I don't have any questions.
Oh, okay.
I just have, you know, like, I have, like, paragraphs that I've stolen from other things that give me ideas.
Yeah, like, this cheeky, amoral, and a gritty survivor moment. Hydrus is a... God damn, there's just too many words that I don't know how to pronounce in that sentence. Cheeky, amoral, and a gritty survivor, Palma Pedras is a picaresque heroine for the 21st century. Satirical, blah, 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 whatever. Anyway, I think, talking about the amoral thing, I like talking about that because I think it's weird that we have to say it's amoral when it's, like, sex positive.
Yeah, but it's also, she's apparently having a sexual relationship with her cousin.
Ew.
So, well, I don't know.
No, but her gangster younger cousin, there you go.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's like fourth cousin. I don't know the rules. It's
like, I mean, you know, it's not like it's her brother. I wouldn't fuck my cousin, but... I don't have any hot cousins either. So, you know, maybe I would feel differently if my cousins were hot.
Maybe you would. Probably you would.
Oh, let's be real. You know, we're only human. So that joke was too far then.
Yeah. I didn't get it. No, actually, I was in the process of reading that comment on your page to see how terrible it was. That wasn't bad, though.
No, it was just like, Bryce? Oh. What's funny is he started defending, like, not defending, but, like, explaining it to me, and I'm like, I'm not in the band. I don't really, like, they're my favorite band. Like, I don't, it's not that big of a deal. It's okay that you didn't listen to them when they were big. Most people didn't.
Either.
Like, they were big for, like, 5 minutes, so it's cool if you missed it.
I decided it was a good idea right now to read an article about the Academy of Motion Pictures putting out a tweet of Genie and Aladdin hugging that says, Genie, you're free.
Oh, my God. Do you know what is weird, though? I think they stole that.
Really? Did they?
Now, going back, I can't find it. But I swear to God, I read about that tweet, and it was from someone else, an actress, I think. And then, all of a sudden, like, an hour later, everyone was talking about how the Academy tweeted that. And I'm like, I don't think that they did that. I think that they took that from someone else.
Eh. Well, either way, the suicide prevention people are kind of mad about it.
Well.
That was the article. That's what I was looking at.
I think that it's... probably uncomfortable to admit, but no less true, that if you're suffering from debilitating depression that's bad enough to make you want to take your life, and you're a public figure, that it's going to be, like, really fucking bad, and that regardless of what you believe about the afterlife, when you're dead, your problems from this life don't carry over, and it's probably okay to admit that it's a huge struggle.
You
right? Like, I think that it's fine. Like, if somebody died of cancer and you said, well, at least their suffering is over, people wouldn't think you were a cold-hearted bitch. They'd be like, yeah, you're right, actually, because battling cancer is really fucking terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know.
No, I agree with you.
Like, I'm not glad he's dead. I think it's terrible. It made me cry, and I don't ever cry about celebrities, but I legitimately was like, oh, my God.
I know.
Like, I'm not glad he's dead, but also, like, I can understand that dude had to be in, like, some really serious pain because he was in treatment. Like, he wasn't one of those people that, like, pretended everything was fine.
Right.
So.
No, when I found out, I had just got Jonathan in the bathtub, and I walked back in the computer room, and Sean's like, Rowan Williams is dead. And I was like, no! It was really sad. It's still really sad. Stupid.
It is still really sad. And then you know what happened?
What?
Oh, my God. So I read the thing they put out on Cracked about, like, why depression, or not why, but it was, like, about how, like, successful comedians often have dark pasts and how, like, depression and comedy is linked and whatever. And they put an excerpt from the biography of Chris Farley that was written by his brother about, like, literally, like, his last fucking moments. And it was the most heartbreaking thing I've ever read in my life. And I was reading in bed and I couldn't sleep. I was so upset by it that I couldn't even sleep. And, like, of course, I'm home alone. So I was like, I can't even get a hug. I'm just going to sit here and, like, hate the world for being so awful.
Much, yeah. That's all you can do. Very sad.
It was like, it was so heartbreaking, but I couldn't even repeat to John the story because I was afraid that I would get upset. Like, and I know, like, I remember it being all over the news and everything, but I don't, like, it was 97. I was, like, in high school. I didn't really pay any attention to stuff like that,
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And then people, you know, in England, I just read there's, like, huge controversy. They freaking, like, went into detail about Robin Williams' death.
Yes.
Straight up,
yeah.
Like, everything. I was like, that's fucking horrible.
Yeah,
and his daughter had to quit Twitter and Instagram because people were tweeting harassment at her about it.
Yeah.
What kind of a horrible person do you have to be to fucking say horrible things to someone who's grieving their father?
Yeah, I think that's inappropriate for sure to have every single thing out there.
Makes me feel sick. Anyway. We can do a show about all of the things that make us sick about the world if it doesn't show up.
There we go.
I might need more vodka if we do that, though.
We're having another very special show. This is the one about how we don't like anyone except Robin Williams, and now he's dead.
Right.
Not a good show.
I'm having a screwdriver at 7:30 in the evening, which feels like, you know, it's supposed to be a morning drink, but I'm not an alcoholic, so
right.
I don't drink in the morning. So
I
don't actually know if I'm making a good decision or a bad decision right now. Well,
in my experience,
mean,
bad, but I can't drink vodka, though. It makes me sick.
I can't, you know, here's the thing. I usually can't either, but John found this vodka called Tito's.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm having a screwdriver is because when my mom was here, he's like, do you want to have a screwdriver with this orange mango juice? And I was like, make it really weak because I don't really like vodka. But this vodka is so, like, you know how people who like vodka talk about how you can't taste vodka in things and how it's the perfect mixer for anything and,
yeah,
like, oh, vodka's so amazing. And you're like, you're insane. Vodka is terrible. This vodka is like that. Like, I you can tell that there's alcohol in it, but it's not, I don't know. It doesn't make me feel like I'm drinking vodka. I don't know. It's nice. And orange mango juice is always nice, so.
Well, yeah, I don't know how well or if at all you know the book The Bell Jar, but in it, our main character there, call her what you will, she orders vodka plain. She says, oh, I always get it plain. And she's never had it before. She just saw it on a billboard, and she thought it looked nice.
But she
talks about how it basically tastes like nothing, but it's, you know, it's all a big metaphor for death, I guess. I don't know. Just like everything else. Anyway, so whenever I think about vodka, I think about Sylvia Plath. I guess that's the moral of that story.
Wait, it all keeps coming back to suicide tonight. Whenever I think about vodka, I think about death. Well, suddenly this orange juice tastes a little bit more bitter.
That's actually pretty funny.
I don't like it when people are late when we're not sure if they're coming.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I asked Jonathan, I was like, okay, you have to make a decision. It's crunch time now. Do you want zombie cupcakes or superhero cupcakes? He went with zombie cupcakes.
I'm telling you, if you do like half of them as brains, and you're going to like cut your workload like so significantly. Because brains are super easy. You just make a squiggly pink line, squiggly pink line, squiggly pink line. It's done.
Well, what we're doing is we're doing 50-50. Half are going to be like graveyards, which are the chocolate ones. They'll have chocolatey crumbles of something on top for dirt. Half a Milano cookie for a grave, and then a hand toothpick coming out. They sell zombie hand toothpicks, by the way.
That is good to know.
Yeah, just so you know, there is a market for this. And then the other half, the vanilla, are going to be frosted in green frosting, and we're going to put, like, jelly beans and whatever to make them into zombie faces, and that's the part Jonathan can help with. So,
okay.
I think they're going to be pretty simple. I think they'll be good. I feel weird because this is the first party that is with his class. Like, he wants to invite his friends from school instead of just having a family party at home. So we're going to the local Fun for Kids, which is not Chuck E. Cheese, but a very smaller version of that.
Right.
And, it's like our debut party, and we're having a zombie party, and I don't know if this is securing my place with the PTA the way I wanted it to, but...
You know, but I told you about how, like, right before Ava's party started, that I realized that, like, the path you take from my front door to my backyard is, like, a gauntlet of possibly offensive artwork.
Yeah.
So, yeah, And at the time, I had my whole green hair. All my hair was green. So I feel like you're probably going to be fine.
I hope so. I mean, it's not like I'm really that worried about, oh, what are the other moms going to think? Because they all already know I'm the weird one, probably, but...
Right? Well, that's... I went to
the right stories. Like, oh, boy.
I went to the... they have a thing called there's a job that you can have, and you're the family readiness officer, and you're a civilian who works for that unit of the Marine Corps to keep the family involved and whatever, right? So
I almost applied for that job. We have anyway, go ahead.
I mean, it's like so exciting that you have any idea what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what it is. We have
so much easier.
We have an army base very close to where I live, and at one time I was very interested in getting a civilian job there because they pay very, very well, but anyway, continue.
Okay, so they have volunteers that are like, because the family readiness officer can't be, although it is often a military spouse, it cannot be the spouse of somebody in that unit.
Right, that makes sense.
So then they have volunteers that are spouses from the unit that help with, like, the activities and the fundraising and whatever, right?
Huh?
So I got kind of like roped into going, and it's one of those things where like officers' wives are kind of expected to be involved at some level, And I just sort of pretended like I didn't exist at John's last two units because I don't care.
Yeah.
But he's with special operations now, and it's like a different environment. It's a different like kind of person that's working there. So like, I'll give it a try. I'll show up. So everything went crazy yesterday. I was running out of time. One, I forgot it was a fucking potluck. I didn't bring any food to the potluck. Two, I'm like, it's just like a volunteer meeting that is like happening at one of the housing offices. It's going to be super casual, right? Oh, no, 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 no. I show up in my ripped jeans and like a Smith's t-shirt, a black t-shirt with like the collar cut out. And everyone's like, in like nice, like dressy dark wash jeans and like a cute tank top with like accessories. I'm like, hi, here are all of my tattoos and my ripped jeans. My name's Renee. But John was like, I talked to him because, like, you know, it's 8 hours time difference. He was so drunk when I called because he went to, like, the Village pub with his brother. And he's like, well, if you want to do it, do it. But if they don't like you, fuck them. Like, they were fine. They were nice. It was just like, oh, we were supposed to, okay. I just thought it was a, you know, we're just having a meeting to plan things. I didn't think it was a dressy occasion. I didn't think business casual was necessary for this. And the CEO was there, the commanding officer. Anyway.
Well, I just wrote next week's guest. Just now, just be like, hey, you're for sure going to be here next week, right?
Is that Joel Landline next week or somebody else next week?
No, next week is Violet Laveau.
Okay, okay. And then Joel Landline.
Yes.
I think you'll like Joel. He's pretty cool.
And then the next week is that Letitia Trent.
Oh, did you ask him for a digital copy for you? Because I have his book, but it's...
No, I did not.
Actual book.
I'll ask for one. I'm going to see her, Violet's book, we have it, but once she says, yeah, for sure, I'm going to ask her for a digital copy for you so you can see it. I think it's Stories.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, yeah, it is.
Because the thing I think that's going to be, I feel like you should definitely read Joel's book because it's something we're going to have to talk about in generalities because it's a book of poems. But also because it's so different from what you expect when someone tells you that they have a book of poems. And
oh.
It's so fucking good. Like, I read it all at once in the car instead of talking to my husband, my mom. Like, I was like, sorry, guys, but this is really fucking good.
I told her, I said, I just want to make sure, like, I'm writing you earlier than I normally would, but I'm looking into the face of another no-show this week, and I'm starting to feel bummed. I really am bummed, because I wrote, like, okay, this Anna Castillo person is somebody I wrote from outside the circle, you know? Like, I had to go through her website, and she agreed and said it sounded good, and I was happy. And then she didn't write me back, and now I'm starting to feel a little bit sad about that. I feel like we've made great strides in having a lot more women on this year, but, you know, they've all been white, so I was excited about having one that wasn't.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, no, I feel you on that.
Yeah, I wanna represent not just white feminism. Yeah. I'll find somebody.
And look what you did instead.
Yeah, instead I somehow ruined it. I don't know. I'll call Roxane Gay tomorrow.
No, I'm meeting. No, for real though, I'm gonna meet her on Friday. So I'm gonna ask her on Friday.
Oh yeah, then absolutely do that. Never mind.
I got so excited. I was so excited.
The coolest kids
in town. To meet her and like buy the book there and get it signed and like. Cool, and like Dino's already met her, so it won't be like, you know. And then today, Bad Feminist debuts as number 13 on the New York Times bestseller list, and I was like, maybe I shouldn't go.
Definitely.
Like, I'm really scared now, actually.
But
yeah, I'll do
that. Letitia Trent. I don't know how to say her name. That sounds... Oh, Sean just said Letitia.
Yeah, I think
maybe
it's Letitia.
Oh, well, that makes way more sense. Why do people spell their name so dumb? Okay. Anyway. The reason... Oh, I just saw that her book was coming out. You know, it's through that Dark House Press. Richard, basically. And
yeah.
Last week, after we got off the call, I just kept getting drunker. And just started, like, I just started writing stupid stuff on Facebook constantly. And then I wrote Richard, and I was like, hey, I'm thinking about having that woman on the show. Like, basically asked him to break the ice for me, and I don't know why, because I never do that. I think I just wanted to talk to Richard, because I feel like he's been mad at me ever since the whole Jason Donnelly thing.
Wait, why would he be mad at you?
Because he had this idea that we had, like, taken what he said and made it public, and that was not the case, but he felt like that, I think.
Oh, okay.
Because he deleted his whole post afterwards.
Well,
like,
whatever, because Richard's always...
I know Richard's always, but, you know. I feel like, okay, I used to have this really weird relationship with Richard where I felt like we both hated each other, but we were, like, publicly very nice. And so, and we got out of that, and I thought, oh, this will be much better, because then I can just, you know, say terrible things about him privately, but still, you know, he'll think that we're friends. And I don't want to get out of that zone.
Hey, can I just tell you that sometimes I hate when people tell you that you're not supposed to say something, and it's obvious that they don't know anybody in, like, the group that they're trying to protect?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, tell me what you're talking about. Oh.
List of things you shouldn't say, phrases you shouldn't say, because they're, like, bad. Like, don't call something gay. That's on the list, right? And one's like, it's like crack. The people who compare a tasty treat to crack cocaine don't have a clue as to what they're talking about. Although you may think food can be as addictive as crack, crack typically destroys lives. Chances are that brownie you're eating that's like crack won't drive your family and friends away, and it won't kill you. Thus, the difference between brownies and crack. You know what? Do you know that I didn't even remember what I was talking about. It's something that I'm very passionate about food-wise. And, it was chocolate Lucky Charms. Okay, anyway. I was talking about chocolate Lucky Charms, and Joe Clifford commented on my Facebook page to be like, damn, Renee, you sound like an addict. So I'm pretty sure that, like, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, I'll be honest. I do think that's stupid that everything that you buy now is, like, like, all the Pinterest things, like cracked potatoes. I'm like, oh, stop it. Like, I just think it's cheesy, but I don't think it's offensive to anyone.
It's not, like, harmful.
No, I don't think, like, it's hate speech.
There's nobody who's, like, a crack addict right now who's like, dude.
They're mad at Pinterest.
Chill the fuck out. That's not okay. It's not fucking okay, man. Because, like, crack addicts don't care. And
this
people who do care get off crack. And then they tend to eventually have a sense of humor again.
True. It's true.
Anyway.
Harry Rietta, who is on Lit Demon in the War and is one of my new Facebook friends, he wrote me today, and he was like, hey, I'm trying to find my opponent's first round story, and I can't find it. Could you tell me what it was? And I was like, I don't even know who your opponent is. What are you talking about? So, like, I'm not going to bother to look at the bracket. So I just remember, I was like, who's your opponent? I don't know. I'm very busy right now. Because, like, I work at the college or whatever. So classes are... Sean's laughing at me right now. So classes are starting next week, so it's super busy there right now. So I don't have time to do my fun internet jobs. I have to do my real job during the day. It's not fun. I'm pretty sure she's not going to be on the... I'm pretty sure we don't have a guest.
Yeah, so do we want to actually do something?
I don't know.
I don't know
anything,
what to do.
I don't have anything planned, really.
God damn it, though. Like, we kind of need to have a show this week because I keep forgetting to talk about Books and Booze Live.
Mm.
And the guy who owns the venue is on my ass. Like, how is promotion going, Renee?
Well,
how's it going?
Why don't we do a quick, like, 30-minute show? We'll talk about your event. We can talk about, we can name drop our upcoming guests. I can say something about, or we can say the Louisville event that we did have, and make sure and remind people that the videos are on the YouTube.
Yeah, because I'm having an issue with Podbean again, where I can't link fucking YouTube videos. By the way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can link them, but I can't embed them. So we should talk about it so people know where to find them. Because I tried to put Leah and Gordon's videos up last week, and I put them in. And then when I switched back over to, like, instead of code, like, seeing what's there, they just weren't there.
Oh, man, I still have that video of Gordon and Amanda singing Total Eclipse of the Heart, and I keep forgetting that I need to make that happen for the whole world to see. Dang it. Oh, well. So that, okay, yeah, let's just do a quick promo episode in 30 minutes, and then we'll be done. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you say
no, that? I just saw, like, the, like, craziest headline I've ever seen right as you were talking. Like, I was... Woman poses as deceased sister while wearing her memorial t-shirt.
That's cool.
Anyway.
Or it's not. I don't know.
Dumb.
Weird.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Yeah. I'll tell everybody the names of all my colors of lipstick that I'm not so sure about anymore. No? Not that part? Okay.
Not that part.
This one smells bad.
Well, we talk. Oh, let's talk a little bit about suicidal tendencies.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then we'll talk about B&B Louisville, and then we'll talk about B&B San Francisco, and then we'll talk about our upcoming guests.
Yes.
Okay.
Good idea. Okay.
Freeze.
I'm ready.
All right. Both my dogs are asleep because I took them on a long walk so that they wouldn't bark. All right. I got to think about how I'm going to introduce this no guest show. All right. I got it. Okay. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Books and Booze. This is Renee. I'm drinking a screwdriver. We are guestless this week. So that's fun. Jessica, how are you doing and what are you drinking?
I've never been asked that before. I'm doing great, and I'm having a PBR. Hooray!
Hooray! So, yeah, this is a kind of a last-minute thing, not having a guest this week. These things do happen.
Yeah.
So we figured we'd tell you guys a little bit about some stuff that's going on that's Books and Booze related, that's fun and exciting. And we will kick that off with talking a little bit about a project that Jessica and I are involved in, which is suicidal tendencies.
Tendencies.
Yeah, so I don't really know where to start on this. Why?
Okay.
How about we talk about what our favorite story in the collection is, aside from our own?
Aside from our own. Okay, I can do that, I guess. I can do that. Now, you can't say mine, because then I'll look like a jerk if I don't say yours, so.
Hold on. Did you just snort?
No, I thought you did. Maybe I did.
anyway.
Okay, so I have a couple favorites, actually. In this, there's a couple of really good ones. I'm going to call out, hold on, let me think. Okay. I've got two. So, okay, I'll do one, and then if you don't say the one that I don't say, then I'll say the other one. Okay. So, the first one that I really loved was Andrea Taylor, and she did Year of the Pig. I thought that was a fabulous story, and I am excited to say that she wrote that in a writing competition that I hosted.
Yeah.
It made me very happy to see that. that story that I thought was so great get published somewhere else and live on in print forever, because this book is in print. Really.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say something that maybe this is edgy to say. I actually really enjoyed Horsepower by Ryan Howie K. Hunter. It was uncomfortable, and it was disgusting, and it was questionable on every level, but it was a good read.
That one's
tough. Yeah, I mean, it's been there for a reason, right? Like, we know that Martin and Nathan have good taste, and they wouldn't have published it or included it if it wasn't good.
That one is tough for me. It's hard to...
Beautiful story about a man and his horse.
That one's hard for me to recommend to a...
It is. Well, my mom bought the book.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, and see, because remember, my story is, like, mostly about really dirty sex. So my uncle read it at first, and he told my mom, I liked it. I'm not sure you'll like it. It's graphic. And I was like, well, if he thinks you won't like that, let me just be the first to tell you to not read the second story in the collection under any circumstances. And if you do it, I warned you. Because, like, she's my mom. But if you're not my mom, you should read it. It's good. It's fine.
Okay. Well, the other one that I wanted to name drop was Gordon Hyland's story in there, Burgatory. I think that one's super, super
Yeah,
cool.
It is. Well, and we talked about that.
We did.
A couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
You know, I'm not actually sure if we did touch on that one.
Not when Gordon was on, but, like, oh, I swear to God we talked about it. That's why I didn't bring it up.
Well, maybe we did.
And maybe I really wanted to.
It has an introduction by Richard Thomas.
Right. So there's some. Well, and here's the thing. So many friends of the show on here. Not that many repeat guests, which is weird, I feel like, because I thought there would be more, because our guests are pretty awesome. But some, like, you know, names that, if you don't know who these people are, you should. Like, there's Rebecca Jones Howe, Ben Tanzer, Terry Scolpetti, who actually had an opportunity to meet a couple weekends ago during Beast Crawl. She's amazing.
Oh, great.
And I made her, I made her sign mine, because I'm going to take it with me now. Like, I'm going to get it signed like a yearbook. That's my plan.
Oh, that's great. I think that's an awesome idea.
Yeah. So we're going to have to hang out again at least once, Jessica.
Oh, we're going to make it happen. I have some ideas. A little late.
Oh.
So terrible. You know who else had a really fun story in this that I really like to read?
Mm.
Renee Asher Pickup.
Oh.
I said yours anyway. It is fun.
You did it anyway after you told me not to say yours, so now I look like an asshole.
I know. Well, I wanted it to be a surprise. Anyway. Good stories. I really like this book. Like, I like the cover.
Beautiful.
Martin, I'm not, like, I don't want to sound like I'm completely biased. I'm not a huge fan of the font, but it's cool. I get it. That's their thing. on the outside, not on the inside. On the inside, it looks normal. It's like a normal book. But the cover, super pretty. It's all nice. It's got that weird, it's not glossy, and I like that.
I love the matte covers. Always.
Matte.
It's fun to touch. You can't beat a book that's fun to touch. You've got to hold it while you read it.
These books are fun to touch.
Not available on Kindle right now. So.
And you know what? If you feel like you need to skip the second story, that's the only one that has
only one. It's only one more step. So.
You know, I mean, if you're offended by that, it's okay. I didn't really want to read it, to be honest.
Not everybody appreciates the love that a man and a horse can share.
That's
or the
true.
Consequences of that love.
Yeah.
And there are consequences.
As you
there
will
are.
Find out.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, and you can find this book on Amazon.
We'll link it up in the notes.
We'll link it up on the notes. You can click on those. You can click on anything that we link. And if you do, I think we get like part of a penny, don't we, if you click on something?
Yeah, it's like a 1/17th of a cent or something. If I don't know. Yeah, I think you might actually have to buy it for us to get a penny.
Oh, geez, really? Gosh,
yeah.
Guys.
Well, that's why we don't make very much money off the links.
We don't make a lot of money, y'all. We also have, like, a donate thing on the side of the website. Anybody?
We have various ways that we could possibly make money. We just don't.
I'm going to say I've never made money. But if you guys want to see me and Renee get together for a Books and Booze event again, you should send us some money.
You should buy all of your books via links on our page.
Yes.
But anyway, anyway, I feel like there's lots of hits right now.
Right.
And I'm not sure that makes me a better salesperson.
So. You have an event.
I was going to suggest that we recap the Louisville event first.
Good idea. I had an event.
Jessica had an event.
Speaking of those events that you know you want to see more of, we had a Books and Booze Live in Louisville. Was it in June?
Oh, right around our birthday.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It went incredibly well. We had readings from Leah Rhine, Amanda Gowan, David James Keaton, Rob Hart. I'm forgetting somebody. Am I forgetting somebody?
I don't
so uncomfortable.
No. I can edit this part out. We can
put Amanda. Right? Amanda Gowan, Leah Rhine, Rob Hart, David James Keaton, Patrick Winsink. That's who I was forgetting.
Oh, there you go.
Phew, I knew there were five. And then we had some great guests. Gordon Hyland was there. He helped us with our recording, and he also played us some fantastic music. It was a great time. Everybody was so good. I couldn't have asked for a better group. I was really proud of everyone. And just, you know, happy to know them and be there. So.
And Books and Booze events are always fun because it's like, we're not holding them in bookstores. Like, not that there's anything wrong with that, but there's a difference between a reading and a party.
Unless
you're at a Books and Booze event, then there isn't.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was fantastic. we did, I do need to name drop, we held ours in Louisville at Groucho's Karaoke and Bar, and they were so wonderful to us. They opened like 2 hours early so that we could come in and not interrupt the karaoke portion. And then, you know, they were happy for us to stay and let us enjoy all the goodness that they had to offer. So that was such a great place, and I was so happy that they were so welcoming to us and our little book event. So, yay, thank you to Graf Jones, thank you to my readers, thank you to Gordon, thank you to all the guests that came out and let us be part of their Saturday.
Yeah. You want to be, if you are on the West Coast, if you're west of the Mississippi, where we call Hellman's Best Foods and all that, and you want us to be a part of your Saturday, that can happen. Less than a month from now, Books and Booze is going to be in San Francisco at 50 Mason Social House, which is a really cool little bar in the Tenderloin. And I know this is going to surprise everybody. The address is 50 Mason Street. It's really hard to remember, but it's a really cool little place. And they're really supportive to the San Francisco general Bay Area writing scene. I've been to a couple events there, and it's always been a lot of fun. And we're excited. There's a giant octopus made out of yarn inside.
That's something.
That's something. I would have bought it, but it's very expensive. And to be fair, it probably took somebody like hundreds of hours to make. Anyway, we are going to have a mix. Like, this is the thing. It was very important to me that we have some Southern California authors and some Northern California authors and a bunch of different genres to come and mingle, because this is an event worth traveling for. And that's, you know, the proof is that myself and some other writers are, in fact, traveling for it. So we're going to have Joe Clifford, Tom Pitts, Nick Mamatas, Constance Ann Fitzgerald, and Michael Paul Gonzalez all reading all in the same night at this really cool little bar in a really neat little neighborhood. There's a fantastic Indian restaurant right across the street. Yeah, and it's going to be super fun. It's going to be super fun, and I don't doubt for a minute. Like, I don't know, if you've had the pleasure of being present for one of these events in like San Francisco and Oakland, you totally understand how cool that writing community is and how welcoming they are. And if you listen to the show, you obviously know how cool all of our guests are. So you should come out and listen to them read and have some drinks with us and like buy some of their books and stuff.
I desperately wish I could.
And
be
go have Indian food with me across the street.
Yum.
These are all things you should do.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt now with a breaking news update. I just received word that Blue Moon has a new fall beer that's going to be in their sampler pack, and it's called Cinnamon Horchata Ale.
Oh, fuck no. What?
And I don't know what that means.
Horchata is delicious. Horchata probably doesn't belong in beer.
Horchata is what?
Horchata is a Mexican rice drink, and it's sweet, and it's not something I would, no, not probably not in beer. I love beer and I love horchata, but not together.
Guess who will be tasting it this fall? This
year. It'll be Jessica. It will be me. There's like an horchata vodka or something at BevMo, and I keep like almost buying it. And then I'm like, oh no, it's horchata and rum is what it is. And I keep like, that could be good, but it could ruin my night. You let us know. You keep us posted.
I will. I'll save one for the show so we can discuss.
I want
Sorry.
To set up a webcam to record your first sip of it so I can see
okay.
the expression happen so that I know you're not lying.
I can do that. I can record drinking cinnamon horchata ale. Sure, it'll be amazing. Or really bad. I've had some bad experiences with Blue Moon. I'm not going to pretend like everything they put out is delicious, because it truly is not. But, you know, I still try it all. Okay. So.
Anyway, that was, no, but that was exciting. This is what people tune in for right here, these real moments.
It is breaking news.
Breaking news.
What? Were we going to do our upcoming, or are you still on the thing? Or
sorry, no, I was like, yeah. We're going to, no, I'm with you. We should do that.
Yes.
We should get on it. Next week is Letitia Trent.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's in
not?
Like, that's in like 3 weeks.
Oh, God.
Eventually, she'll, next week is Violet Laveau.
Oh, okay.
And then is Joel Landmine.
Super excited to have Joel on the show.
And then I think is Miss Trent. Yeah, I'm not going to. And I feel like we have somebody, but it's not right in. Hold on, I'm looking at the calendar. Letitia Trent. September.
No, that's it. With
yeah.
Violet Laveau, Joel Landmine, Letitia Trent. Letitia Trent is on, you were saying, on Dark House Press, which is friend of the show. Richard Thomas, one of our very first guests on the show, is editing there. So that's cool. And then I think we've discussed a couple times Joel Landmine's work, and it's going to be super fun to have him on. He's a cool guy, and his poetry, yes, we're doing an episode on poetry again, is really amazing, and it's really different than I think what most people expect. So I think it's going to be fun. Let's go ahead.
We do in the future, in the far future, we are planning on having Kit. Who? What's
I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We can just pretend I wasn't going to say that.
And just if anybody is worried, like, oh, is Violet Laveau going to be an interesting guest to have on the show? Is she really going to fit in with Books and Booze format. She has a book called I Am Genghis Khan, and part of the first line of the description is, holy fuck on wheels. So I think that we can agree that everything's going to be just fine. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm very excited to get to talk with her about that. We're pumped to have her on. It's going to be a really good time.
Would you like your stigmata with special sauce? That's
that?
Another remark from the book description. So we're going to have a ton of fun. Yeah?
Sure. The future is looking really great.
It's nothing but sunshine and rainbows from here on out. I like how you just, they're just dead silence after I said that. Like, sure, Renee, if that's, you need to believe.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I feel like we're doing pretty well for this being something that we didn't know we were doing until 30 seconds before we started.
It's true. I had no idea.
What's new in your life, Jessica?
My life? My son started kindergarten. It's killing us.
Yeah?
It's not. He's doing so great. He's just, you know, he gets tired. It's a long day for him.
Yeah.
By the end of the day, he's a little bit worn out. I asked him to practice writing his name with upper and lowercase letters today, and he, you know, he got a little sad about it, and we had to take a few deep breaths.
No, no.
You know, I mean, he's not pitching a fit. I don't want it to sound like that. He just is genuinely just becoming sad because he's so tired. He's just not used to these long days of learning. But he's getting it. He's happy. I'm, you know, learning to accept that he still needs me for some things, even though he's clearly an adult now. He wants a zombie birthday, so he needs me for that.
He's just not very good with decorating cupcakes.
He's not good with the cupcakes. He needs
that's,
me.
That's the last bridge he has to cross before he can vote and join the military and buy cigarettes.
That little kid's not allowed to use the stove yet, so I'm still the man. I have to make him his scrambled eggs. Yeah. Seriously, that's all that's going on in my life is kindergarten. I feel
yeah.
like it's a really overwhelming thing, though, that
I've
we're
been,
doing.
Well, you know, I kind of, I just, my life got, like, so uncomplicated, but very crazy all at the same time. My husband and my kid are in another country right now, and I don't know anybody in my neighborhood yet.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So, you know, I had my cousin-in-law over for a few days, and then after that, it was like, ooh, I haven't talked to anybody except for the cashier at McDonald's all day. This is weird. So, I get a lot of work done, sleeping really odd hours, and I adopted a dog.
Ah, your dog is cute. Will you link a picture of your dog?
I totally will. I'll totally show her off, and then I will also show off my other dog because he needs to know that I'm not playing favorites.
That's true.
Now he's been having like a weird time with it. Like he's cool with it, but then every once in a while, he's like, okay, but it's time for you to only pay attention to me. Like this morning, she won't leave, the new dog, Pepper, won't leave my side. Like I have to go outside if I want her to go outside, even though there's a doggy door. And even though she will only use the doggy door, she won't follow me through the door. Because she's afraid that I might like trick her and then come back inside or something. I don't know. So she sleeps next to the bed, which actually is where my other dog used to sleep. And he's like letting it happen. Yeah. So this morning, like he heard me talking to her and he comes like running into the hallway and then he just like pushed me against the wall and leaned against me wagging his tail while I petted him. Just like, that's it. Like it's me. It's one-on-one time right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's important. They tell you that when you have a second child. They're like, yeah, you have to make sure the first one.
You know, my favorite part about getting another dog is you just reminded me, okay? Okay, so, like, everybody in the world thinks that I should have more children except for, like, me and my husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get, like, a lot of talks about it. Like, oh, you're going to change your mind, or, oh, you want to get it done before your daughter's too much older, and, like, stuff like that.
Get it done.
And then there's, but then there's, like, this weird, like, implication that, like, we're wrong not to have more.
Well, yeah.
And then, like, every once in a while, someone will say something that kind of implies that they hope that we have an accidental pregnancy, which is creepy on so many levels. Like,
yeah,
why would you say that? But then I was like, yeah, we're going to get another dog. And everyone's like, oh, don't you know how much more costly that's going to be? Don't you know how much more work that's going to be? Aren't you afraid of how your dog is going to react if you bring another dog in? And I'm like, guys, 5 minutes ago, you're telling me I need to have another human being child. Like, another child would disrupt my daughter's life and would be way more expensive and be way more work than, like, another dog. I think we're going to be okay.
My dogs are just staring at me right now. We've recently decided, and by recently, I mean, like, basically tonight, we've come to the definitive thing. Because we got our dogs are pound puppies,
right.
But they're from the same litter. Like, they're twins, basically.
Cool.
One boy and
I didn't
one girl.
That's special.
Yeah. They're amazing. So, but they just were like lab mixes. And everybody's like, well, mixed with what? Well, we have no idea. You know, it's not like they came with anything.
A little bit of pitbull, isn't there? Don't you think?
Wait, what did you say?
A little bit of pitbull?
Yes, that's what we've decided. We've decided that they're mixed with pitbull. See?
I think so.
Because the girl, she has kind of this stubby nose thing going on that really kind of really gives it away. But yeah, we've decided they're part lab, part pit bull, which is a pretty important thing in our lives.
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to figure out what the other half of my pound puppy is. Well, both my dogs are pound puppies, but the older one, I got him from somebody who got him from the pound.
Ah.
So it's a little bit different. But he's shepherd and black lab. He's just a big, beefy dude. Like, I felt kind of bad. This lady was, like, on a run today while I was walking my dogs, and she took, like, a big, like, wide circle around us only to cross the street again to go to the park. And I realized it's probably because, like, I just give my dogs baths, and I was walking them to let them dry off. And when
fluffy.
When his hair is, like, wet, he just looks – he's a pretty intimidating beast. Like, he's a big boy. But then the little girl, we just got her. She's definitely part shepherd. She's got, like, the markings of a shepherd and, like, maybe the ears of a shepherd. But then she's something else, and it's, like, maybe greyhound, maybe pharaoh hound, which I didn't even know that there was such a thing as a pharaoh hound before. So I'm going back and forth, like, looking at pictures of the breeds on their own and looking at pictures of the breeds mixed with German Shepherds and, like, trying to pinpoint it. Because for some reason, it feels very important to know.
It is. It's important. You know, your dogs want another heritage. Detective Stabler bit me in the nose last night, and it hurt pretty bad. So I'm not very happy with him. Like, our dogs' names are Olivia Benson and Detective Stabler.
Right.
And they got a little too excited. They ran in on the couch and jumped on Mommy's head. And Stabler's caught a tooth in my nostril. It didn't bleed. I actually thought he'd, like, rip my nose off. So.
My God, his nose injuries isn't, like...
But it felt horrible, but it really wasn't that bad. I, like, stood up. I probably made a weird noise. I don't know. It was a big deal. They had to go outside. They were in timeout for a little while. But then they both came back in and apologized by laying on top of me. So
there you go.
We just made like a 15-minute conversation about our dogs, possibly longer.
It's important stuff. I tell you what, too, is I recently changed my Facebook profile photo to a photo of me wearing an Iron Man mask.
Yeah.
And somebody very deftly pointed out that the day after I did that, I made my profile picture Iron Man, I got a new bitch and named her Pepper. And felt like maybe that was a very big moment in my life for somebody to point that out. Because I was like, well, yes, it is actually after Pepper Potts, and you're kind of right. And that's maybe creepy a little bit. Maybe I need to go change my profile photo.
Maybe, but
Maybe.
you know, you don't have to conform to them, probably. You're fine.
Yeah. So anyway, I like Benson, Detective Stabler and Olivia Benson. No, that's good. My dog's names don't bookend each other, unfortunately.
We've thought if we get more dogs, which we're not, but if we did, we're gonna continue the series and have a BD Wong and Ben, and just keep on adding more members of the SVU team.
You gotta have iced tea.
Yeah, that's Finn Tutuola, man.
No,
It'll be.
but you have to just name an iced tea, not, you know.
No, I don't want to name him iced tea.
I'm gonna drink some iced tea. No,
My
that was
husband just
a
high fived me for knowing that name, but anyway.
bad
He's proud.
joke. Yeah, I used to have. Okay, I used to have my cats were Mike and Ike.
Oh, cute.
But then Mikey ran away. So now I have Ike and Betty.
Oh, that's right. Because it's, but it's like Black Betty because it's that cat
It's
that's like
black cat, yeah.
antisocial, right?
Well, she was Black Betty because she was just a black cat, but she is super antisocial. It's like I don't even have, like, she comes in the evening and eats and then leaves. And that's it. That's my relationship with one of my cats. But then the orange one, the fat one, he's having a really hard time adjusting to the dog. Like, he's having a harder time than the other dog. He's coming at me right now for cuddles, actually. Meowing.
Cuddle. Yeah, my dogs are getting a little because they know it's time to get on the couch and snuggle.
It's snuggle time.
Yeah,
Well,
they
I don't
get their
want to
steps
keep you
on.
from that, Jessica, and
Okay.
I also have no idea when we started recording this show. I have no idea if
I
it's been a half an hour or an hour or what. I just like.
We're like, this will be in half hour, and then we spend a half hour just talking about dogs because they're fun.
It's fun.
So
Wait, and the new
the
dog,
moral of the
Pepper.
story is, guys, visit your local humane society if you're
Yeah,
thinking of
hopefully.
getting a pet, cat or dog or whatever. Ours has ferrets right now, apparently. If you're thinking about getting a pet, adopt because you
Stop,
know.
don't stop.
Thank you. Good job. I like it when it
And if
rhymes.
you're in Southern California, I definitely recommend the Moreno Valley Animal Shelter. And if you're in Southern California in the military on Sundays, you can adopt your dog for $50 plus $20 rabies deposit.
I'll let you know. And it's, I don't know how many of our listeners are in my area. Probably none. I'm a very small town. However, Hopkins County Humane Society, we got our dogs were $20 a piece.
Oh, wow, yeah.
They did both have to be fixed later, but we got a discount on that as well. So it was, they're a steal. They just want you to have adorable, sweet babies.
Yeah, and ours says $5 Fridays for cats and
Oh,
kittens.
that's awesome.
Yeah. I was
I
like,
think
oh,
ours
maybe I
just throws cats into cars while they drive by if the windows are
Right.
down.
Well, when I saw that, I was like, maybe I should get another cat. And I was like, no, my husband would like divorce me. He was like, he was on the fence about the dog. He like wasn't 100% on the dog. And then like we talked about it, talked about it, talked about it, and finally he's like, fine, go get a dog. But if I like he came home and there was a dog and a cat, there
Yeah.
would be tension in our relationship. You know, it's funny. I told him, I said, I bet you that people who like only casually know us think that we have a really dysfunctional marriage because when I was in Baltimore, he bought a motorcycle, and when he was in England, I got a dog. But they were both like planned purchases that like we discussed in detail and whatever. But when you're just saying it, it was like, well, while I was away, you got a motorcycle, and people just look at me like, oh my God. I'm like, no.
It wasn't a
That
midlife
just happens
crisis
to be the time that
motorcycle.
he got it. We discussed it. It's for, you know, whatever. But yeah. So I'm not having any marital problems, in case anyone was wondering, after looking at my Facebook feed and seeing like us making major purchases while the other one is gone.
We were. We were open during
I
that.
know. I just wanted to put everybody's minds at ease on that. Sorry, boys, I'm not going to be available anytime soon. I think that's so. On that note, on me making a complete ass of myself, I
yep.
think that's so. We're being brought to you again by a listener this week. Hannah Duggan, as has been the last couple weeks. And we'll link up the stuff we talked about. We'll show you where to RSVP for the event in San Francisco and where you can buy Solarcidal Tendencies. And I'm going to tell you right now, you better do both.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then check out your local animal shelter. Find
right.
A and that basically covers everything we discussed. Tune in next week. All right.
All right. Good show.
I'm a little
talk buzzed. To you later.
Apparently, vodka goes to my head faster than whiskey does. So I'm making note of that.
That is good.
Talk right. to you next week.
Have a good night.
Bye.